Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to tonight's main event.
We're back on Drive Time Sports, KOAL, 107.3 FM, 7.50 AM. We got a huge boxing event. That may be an understatement coming up this Saturday. The fight that I know boxing fans have been waiting for a very long time. Going down to T-Mobile Arena in Las Vegas, about at 160 pounds. Canelo Alvarez going up against Triple G, Gennady Golovkin, in one of the biggest fights that we have seen in quite some time. I think you probably have to go back to Mayweather-Pacquiao to find a fight that has been more anticipated by diehard boxing fans and by boxing pundits around the country. Joining us right now to talk about that and more, we have a great friend of mine, great friend of the show, Tony Whitby. He's been with us for the past 7 years here on Drive Time Sports, breaking down boxing fights, so of course we have to bring him in for this one. Tony, as always, a pleasure. Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. No problem, JP. Always glad to be on.
This is one of those fights that I'm telling even the lighthearted casual boxing fans, you can't miss. Tony, it's a fight that has been building for quite some time. I'm a little bit disturbed at the lack of national attention it's actually getting. I think a lot of it has to do with the fact that a lot of attention was basically given to Mayweather-McGregor. Yet at the same time, those who follow boxing, even if you just casually watch big fights, you're anticipating this bout. We get Canelo, who again is one of those guys that has been the face of boxing or pegged as the face of boxing for the last 6, 7, 8 years. You have Triple G, who has organically found a way to become one of the premier names in the sport of boxing. Two contrasting styles going toe-to-toe at 160 pounds. Two non-Americans actually headlining a pay-per-view in Vegas, and the buzz around it in Vegas, as we've talked to several people around the fight this week, they say it's unlike anything. It's fantastic. This is going to be a great night for boxing.
Yeah, this is our Super Bowl. I mean, without a doubt, this is our Super Bowl this weekend. Boxing fans, wholeheartedly, real purists of the sport, you know, they held off and saved their money for this fight because they knew what they were going to be getting. Two champions, you know, two guys that have been literally kind of eyeballing each other for the last at least 2 years, maybe a little bit longer. Golovkin's always had this somewhat comparison of Marvin Hagler, as he's destroying everyone and nobody wants to fight him and he can't get the biggest fight that he wants. This is finally his chance, his stage to do so. Well, you have a younger guy in Canelo where, you know, outside of the Mayweather fight, has been very dominant in his, you know, in his weight classes. You know, been in some really fun, entertaining fights, you know, has a good style to him. And at the same time, hasn't really had a partner to really give him full credit for what he's been able to achieve. Though his track record is very solid. And he's never been afraid to face anyone. And this is exactly the right temperature for this really good fight to happen. And stylistically, these two fighters match up with each other very well. This is not a case of oil versus vinegar. This is two guys that do like to come forward, do like to mix it up. They do have different styles in some cases, where Canelo's more of a counterpuncher, but still loves to throw a lot of punches, even though they're in short bursts. Golovkin will go more jab-heavy, very sticky, stick 1-2, but also has a really good right hook. And when he goes to the body, that's when he's at his best. This has the makings for probably the best fight weekend that can be out there, you know, in all of 2017, hands down.
I know that sports in general, I think boxing definitely fits in to this particular rhetoric. If it's a what have you done for me lately type deal, right? We could agree on that, Tony, correct? It's a what have you done for me lately type deal with all sports across the board.
Yeah, and especially in boxing, what did you do in your last fight? It's always that case.
Exactly. And because of that, I think maybe this has affected the promotion a little bit because, let's be honest, most lighthearted boxing fans could not tell you who Daniel Jacobs is. Now, I believe that he's going to give several fighters, most fighters, problems. I do not use that as a detriment to Triple G at all. Canelo was on one of the biggest stages of boxing this past May, and it was a boring fight. It was a boring fight against Julio Cesar Chavez Jr. It was a boring, boring fight. And I wonder if maybe that's played in to the fact that this fight hasn't been pushed to the level that it could have been. So my question, you know, taking that into consideration, would this fight have been better off happening this past May rather than this Saturday?
That's a really good question. That you could look at it in that standpoint and saying, hey, coming off the Liam Smith fight, where obviously Canelo dominated that fight, and coming off the Cal Brook fight for Golovkin, it possibly could have. However, There is the misstep on there that there would have been one more additional fight to kind of get in. I think both of them knew that this was going to be September 2017 regardless. I also do think that Canelo really wanted to have the Mexican versus Mexican, you know, Julio Cesar Chavez, even though his name isn't as big as it once was. That was a huge payday opportunity for him, and that payday would have been decreased if he would have lost to Golovkin going into that type of fight. So I think they really wanted to get the most out of the biggest fight possible at that time, and that caused Golovkin to have to go out and essentially recover or get another belt, which he did against Danny Jacobs. Listen, I mean, Golovkin was knocking out, I think the record was somewhere, you know, 20 knockouts in a row, something insane or asinine as far as what he did. It is kind of stylistically where, if you remember at one time, Mike Tyson was knocking out every single person. I remember that growing up. And then one time he doesn't knock somebody out, you're like, oh, Mike Tyson's slipping. That is one case that could be, you know, an argument for this fight that makes it even of a closer fight because Golovkin is 35. Now, mind you, he came into the sport later than most people, and at the same time, hey, by knocking people out, he doesn't have the same amount of damage that other people would have on them. So, you know, could this be a case of Golovkin getting old overnight, and we're actually going to see some wear and tear in him going up against, you know, Canelo? That's one of the fun questions of the sport, but if I, you know, your point's well taken, but I think it only made economic sense for both these fighters to get one more fight in, i.e. put one more belt on the line, and then two, obviously getting Canelo to the biggest fight at the time with Chavez.
Joined right now again by Tony Whitby as we break down Saturday's mega fight between Canelo Alvarez and Gennady Golovkin. We'll look at resume here for a moment, Tony, and maybe this is why I give Canelo the edge just a little bit. First off, regardless of your opinion on this fight, Triple G has never been on a stage this big. Hasn't happened. Nobody can convince me otherwise because it's factual. He's never been on a stage this big. You can't say that about Canelo. He's been to this point before. He fought Floyd Mayweather Jr. He's fought Miguel Cotto. He's fought Amir Khan. He's fought guys that have tremendous backing. You know, even when he fought Shane Mosley, it's a name that even the casual fans would recognize, and it was on the undercard of a Mayweather-Cotto fight. Canelo has been there before. Triple G's resume outside of Lemieux and Jacobs, I mean, you really have to stretch things to say, okay, you know what, that's a formidable win. That's a win against an opponent that makes me say, this guy is for real. Now, I'm not saying that Triple G's not real. I'm not saying that at all. I'm saying if we start by comparing the resume, there's no doubt the advantage here goes to Canelo.
This is why boxing is fun. This is why I love doing this on a daily basis with people. Because there's essentially two points to your logic here. Number one, you're absolutely right. This is the first time that Golovkin's ever going to be fighting in Vegas. That part of what your stance is 100% true. And that can mess with a fighter's mind. Big time. This is the first time he's ever been on a stage to this caliber, to this level. You know, Canelo's been doing this since the Mosley fight, you know, since that was the first time. Well, what I was going to say is since the Sugar Shane Mosley versus Mayweather fight where we saw him on the undercard where, you know, he fought Miguel Cotto's brother, Jose Cotto. That being said, he's used to being in the limelight. He's used to being in pay-per-view fights. He's used to being big, giant fights. Golovkin's never seen anything on this scale from a PR standpoint. That said, if you go resume-wise, absolutely right. Right, Canelo has the names, you know, the Mosleys, you know, the Mayweather fight, whatever the case, the Cotto's. He has the names, but did he face them in their primes? Not so much. Did he face them in their natural weight classes? Not so much. There's always some sort of little shaved edge, much like other fighters do. That's part of boxing. But the other thing for Canelo, the knock against Canelo, he's never faced a real middleweight at middleweight. So, and that's exactly what's happening this weekend. So both of them have their little knocks, their little chinks in their armor, if you will, to where you could argue one way and then you can sway back the other way for a fighter. I mean, that's what really makes it interesting. I haven't seen Canelo fight David Lemieux. I wouldn't know how that fight would go. I think that would be a super entertaining fight to watch. But, you know, it just goes to say there's very apples to oranges when you're making these comparisons.
Sure, sure. I agree with you. In fact, if I'm going to look at one particular fight on Canelo's resume that I gain the most from in actually breaking down this fight, and this may sound absolutely stupid to you and many others out there, watch the James Kirkland fight. And I say that because it's the only fight that I can find outside of a couple of moments in the Cotto fight where Canelo was actually tagged. It's a fight to where I felt that Canelo actually felt the opponent's power. I go back to the Kirkland fight. It ended quick. It's a quick fight. It was like 3 or 4 rounds, if I remember right off the top of my head. Yep. But there were times in this fight where Canelo impressed me walking uphill and moving through some very, very powerful Kirkland punches. And I think in retrospect, you're going to have to see that this Saturday, Tony. He's going to have to walk through because, again, we're talking about a three-inch reach advantage here for Golovkin. At times in this fight, Canelo's going to have to walk through some powerful punches. And in the Kirkland fight, he proved that he could do it.
Yeah, you know, a lot of people think that Canelo's best chance to win this fight is to actually get on the inside and fight, which is an interesting thought process, not only for the reach standpoint, but people discredit, one, Canelo's speed. You know, when he throws punches, he can throw 3 or 4 punches in a blink of an eye. He's not as fast as Amir Khan or, a Gary Russell Jr. or even Floyd Mayweather at this point, but it's just the idea that this guy's a big, bulky kid, and he can still throw pretty fast for his speed or for his size. That said, Golovkin can crack, and so it's going to be interesting to see that comparison, to see what's going to happen here. As far as Golovkin, we've seen him taking some shots against, Dave Lemieux, Curtis Stevens, and he took them pretty well. Some would argue when he took a punch from Danny Jacobs, that was probably the most hurt that he's ever looked. Hands down, this fight has the makings for it's such a close fight, one way or the other. It's going to be entertaining for either how long it lasts. Most people do not think it's going to go to a decision. They show a lot of respect to each other outside the ring, but I think that both of them know that this is something that, we can't keep having these big fights end up going to a decision constantly unless it's, merited and warranted.
With that being said, again, Golovkin is 35 years old. You look at Canelo, he's 27. Still, I believe that Triple G is young enough to where we could get a compelling duel. We could get a second. We could get a rematch. We could even get a trilogy. And Tony, if you go back and you look at boxing, and I think it's far-fetched for a trilogy, Canelo would have to win on Saturday, I think, for us to get a trilogy. But at the same time, if you go back and you look at some of the great rivalries in boxing, trilogies are made out of great rivalries. You and I have had this conversation before. There's nothing better in the sport of boxing than a compelling trilogy. It's been a very long time since I've seen two fighters with the magnitude of this particular fight and saying, this could be a terrific rivalry, a terrific trilogy that we look back on in 30 years and tell our kids and our grandkids, damn, I remember where I was when the third fight took place. Been a long time since we've been able to say that in boxing, but I think the ingredients are here if we could ever get to that point.
Yeah, without a doubt. And just to get nuts and bolts about it, there is a rematch clause in regards to Canelo's favor, meaning that if Golovkin does win, then they're, Canelo can opt in for a rematch. However, if Golovkin loses and Canelo wins, there is no guaranteed of a rematch in that standpoint. So Canelo could essentially take his belt and go home, so to speak. That being said, if the fight was close enough, if the aesthetics of the fight were that entertaining, I think there'd be enough pressure on Canelo to make a second fight, the need, the want, the drive. So sometimes it doesn't need to have rematch clauses to have in order to do, a roundabout or a triple trilogy. But you're right. This would be the beginnings of it, but it's one of those things, like, let's get past the first hump first before we can really get in there, because we can talk trilogies all the time, but they don't always end up happening. So this could potentially be one, without a doubt. Yeah, but we got to make sure that Saturday night lives up to the promise.
Definitely, definitely. Tony, before I let you go, break it down for me. How do you see this fight going? And before you break it down, I've talked about this fight throughout the week. I'll go ahead and give my prediction right now. I think Canelo goes to the body. I think he goes to the body early. I think because of that, he takes a couple of shots from Golovkin. I think he's able to withstand some power early on. I think he wears him down. I think once we get to the championship rounds, you see a slower, less powerful Triple G, and because of that, Canelo sneaks out a victory close, 7-5 on the scorecards. Give me Canelo once. Give me Canelo 115-113.
Here's one of those weird dynamics that I never like going into a fight, is a fighter having a child. I know that sounds so odd and weird, but it's one of those things. If I'm watching boxing, I see the boxer wearing a knee brace, I never bet on that guy. It's just one of those. There's certain type of things, and Golovkin just had a child recently in the last couple weeks. And that always, in my opinion, it's only an opinion, that, you know, I've been chasing boxing the last 15 years, and this is something I've always noticed, that a boxer that's coming out, either just recently getting married or having a child, something in their personal life somehow softens them in a certain way. Well, maybe that does make this more of an entertaining fight. That being said, this is Golovkin's one chance. They've been building for this, you know, his entire career. He's not going to get another shot like this. He can't leave it up to the judges. He cannot. If he does, the probability does state that it's probably going to be Canelo winning this fight, which is why I think it's going to force an entertaining fight to happen. I do think Canelo takes the first round or two. I do think that Golovkin will start to come on probably around 3 to 4. I think as long as he's leading with that jab and getting in with that right hook to the body, he would actually be the one slowing down Canelo. I think the weight that Canelo's putting on, bulking up, may do him some good in the power department, but it's going to slow him down in the endurance department. And I actually think that Golovkin's going to win by knockout. I'm going to say round 10. And however, if it goes to a decision, I think you're going to win this one, JB. But I'm going round 10, Golovkin KO.
Tony, always so much fun to get you on and talk boxing. Next week, recap of the fight. You got time for that, right?
Oh, I definitely.
Fantastic. We'll talk to you then, Tony. I appreciate the time.
No problem. Have a good one, JB.
We're going to break for just a moment. We do have more Drive Time Sports coming up right after this when we return on KOAL 107.3 FM and 7:50 AM.